An old Irishman came into a bar every Saturday and ordered 3 pints of Guinness beer. One day the bartender asked, "Why do you always order 3 at once?" "Oh, one is for me, one is for my brother in Chicago, and one is for my brother in Sydney." The bartender said, "What a lovely way to have drinks together, even though you are apart." One day the man came into the bar and asked for 2 pints. "I'm very sorry for the loss of your brother," said the bartender solemnly. "Oh, my brothers are fine," said the man, "but I gave up drinking for Advent preparation." Today the church begins the season of Advent. The liturgical color changes to purple. The Advent wreath is lit. The Gospel of Matthew wants us to stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Jesus talks about the days of Noah and a world filled with wickedness, violence, and depravity. The behavior of the people was eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Eating is necessary, drinking is necessary, marriage is a sacrament. Jesus does not list a catalog of terrible sins. They were doing normal, everyday things. But the crime was that they were so absorbed in the routine of daily life, the dinner plans, the wedding lists, the business deals, that they became spiritually comatose. They missed the signs of the times. They forgot that their lives were accountable to God. The tragedy of the days of Noah was not just wickedness. It was distraction. It was a terminal case of busyness. This is the danger of the modern world. Today's culture tells us it's the Christmas shopping season. We are immediately assaulted by list, gift list, grocery list, clothing list, card list, and party list. It is very easy to spend the next 4 weeks eating and drinking, buying and dropping, singing and dancing, and completely miss the point. We can be so busy preparing for Christmas dinner that we forget to prepare for Christ. Jesus uses the metaphor of the thief in the night not to scare us, but to shake us out of our complacency. If you knew a thief was coming, you wouldn't be sleeping. You would be alert. You would be watching. So what does staying awake look like? Isaiah gives us the answer in the first reading. Isaiah looks at a troubled world and says, "Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain, that he may instruct us in his ways and we may walk in his paths." Staying awake means intentionality. It means an active climbing. When you are hiking up a mountain, you have to pay attention to where you step. You can't sleepwalk up a mountain. You have to be conscious of your breathing, your direction, and your goal. Isaiah gives us a beautiful image of what happens when we wake up and climb this spiritual mountain. "They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks." When we wake up to God's presence, our priorities change. We stop fighting petty battles and start cultivating life. We stop tearing people down with our words and start tending to the garden of our relationships. We are living in the in-between times. We celebrate that Jesus has come in history in Bethlehem, and we believe that he will come in majesty at the end of time. So how do we stay awake? The only way to stay awake spiritually is to carve out silence. Maybe it's 5 minutes reflections on God every day. Jesus often comes to us like a thief unexpectedly. He comes in the guise of a beggar needing help, a lonely relative needing a call, or a difficult co-worker needing patience. If we are asleep, absorbed in our own to-do list, we will miss him. This week, identify one work of darkness. Maybe it's a gossip, maybe it's excessive anger, maybe it's overindulgence, and try to leave it behind. Let us climb the mountain as Isaiah invites us. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.